everybody. This is me.
Friends, to another edition of The Flip Side on this Wednesday, July 25th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And I'll try my best not to do stories that reinforce my sense of foreboding. I don't know if I struck a raw nerve yesterday, but my mailbox was filled with responses to my statements about my sense of foreboding, and I appreciate all the comments. Some were quite hysterical. Kept me amused for most of the day. Well, late yesterday, we had the de facto journalist that speaks for the Federal Reserve, John Hilsenrath, making statements about further quantitative easing, which many found highly suspicious, considering he did it late in the trading day yesterday, as the Dow was suffering from another triple-digit loss. Well, Wall Street Journal, the home of John Hilsenrath, decided to put his statements on the front page of the journal today, emphasizing once again that the people John Hilsenrath speaks with at the Federal Reserve are telling him they are impatient with the economy's sluggish growth and high unemployment. That suggests quantitative easing. So we'll tell you what talk of quantitative easing is doing to the markets when we return.
Do
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn.
Welcome back to the flip side. Good words of advice. If you think you're going through hell, keep on going. Well, the one thing that could stop the slide of Wall Street heading into its fourth day would be a front page article on the Wall Street Journal talking about quantitative easing. And so the Dow higher by 14 points at 12,631. NASDAQ representing disappointment in Apple's earnings, off 22 at 2,840. not sure why so many people are gloomy over Apple's missed forecast. I mean, after all, the company has a substantially better cash flow than the U.S. government. But that aside, Apple off $30 this morning at $5.72 a share. And this comes on the day when Apple launches its new operating system, Mountain Lion, and being an Apple devotee for decades, immediately jumped onto the App Store this morning to download my new edition of Mountain Lion. It took a couple of hours before I could actually get onto the site. Now that I'm a site and downloading new software, it's telling me it could take 12 hours. So hopefully tomorrow I'll have the new operating system up. Dollar slightly weaker on the day, off 28 points at 83.73. Crude oil off 97 at 87.53. Well, with talk of quantitative easing, no shock or surprise. Gold higher by $20 at $16.02. Silver higher by 20 cents at $27.25. Platinum higher by 11 at $13.99. Palladium off a buck at $5.67. And with the Dow higher and metal higher, it would be safe to assume miners are doing better on the day. XAU higher by 187 basis points. XAU currently sitting at 144.98. I think my sense of foreboding is confirmed in a number of stories that I have posted up on my website today. And I didn't go out of my way to post stories that just reinforce my bias. But I'm always interested when people like George Soros make profound statements, considering George's experience in the European markets, considering he made billions of dollars bankrupting the Bank of England. Even though I don't agree with him on an ideological basis, I pay attention to things he says, and his feeling is the European Union is sleepwalking towards a disaster of incalculable proportions. Let's not forget, a month ago, George Soros said the euro has 3 months. Well, we're fast approaching the end of that 3 month timeline. An article of interest together with the George Soros statements I I guess helps explain why there's a prevailing sense of foreboding sweeping the country. And it's best explained by Gene Ahrensberg. He says, democracy has a fatal flaw. We allow people who get a check from the government to vote despite the direct conflict of interest. That is why all democracies are doomed eventually to turn into debt monsters that have to be killed off in a grand deflationary Armageddon every once in a while. We have the unfortunate condition of being in the stage where that Armageddon scenario has become much more likely and sooner rather than later. We believe the fiat currencies in use today are a barometer signaling that a major generational storm is bearing down on the debt-bloated Western democracies. In the work and research we have done on this subject, the good news is that the events leading up to the eventual bond market collapse, social upheaval, and mayhem ought to be extremely profitable for those who prepare for it in advance and don't get sidetracked or bucked off or out of their positions. It ought to be good for stuff, hard assets, food, fuel, energy, even some real estate and some collectibles. Because as the government beasts realize that the debt window is closing, they will fight like mad to maintain their power and control. They will try hard to keep the band playing as long as they can, pretending that an unsustainable condition of way too much debt is nothing but a short-term liquidity problem. And like Weimar Germany did in the 1920s, that means they will be running the printing presses day and night as long as people continue to use and have confidence in the old dying fiat money. History tells us the effects of unchecked monetary inflation are gradual at first, but once confidence in currency reaches its final tipping point, the collapse in its value can accelerate with lightning speed. And he's exactly correct in his analysis. And that those of us who spend a large portion of our waking hours following the financial and political world know what's coming. We just don't know when it's coming. I must say I was buoyed by statements by Gerald Celente yesterday when I asked him if he has feelings of foreboding. And does he suffer from crisis fatigue? And he confirmed that. So I guess it's the perils of the subject matter we deal with.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Something's wrong. How long can this keep going on? I'm still blue over losing you. What else am I gonna do?
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. If you didn't catch the National Intel Report yesterday with John Stadtmuller, his guest was Gerald Celente, who was right on point again in his analysis of the political and economic world that we live in. And because of my feelings of dread, I had to ask him the question if he has the same feelings about foreboding and and the like, and he confirmed that. and I guess it's a trait of a lot of precious metals commentators, the legitimate ones. I know it's sometimes tough to figure out who the legitimate ones are. I put Gerald Celente in that group because he has for a long period of time been striving to tear away the veils of deceit and propaganda in order to present the global economy and the world as a whole in a realistic manner. And this is done in order to warn people of the grave financial economic peril that looms ahead, thanks in large part to bankers, politicians, and regulators. And it is a frustrating task. It is a fundamental trait of human psychology that most people expect tomorrow to be just like today. Couple that inherent defect in thinking with history's greatest propaganda machine continually blaring to the masses an endless chorus of don't worry, be happy. And the result is as predictable as it is tragic. Hordes of lemmings blissfully marching towards the gaping chasm ahead. And so I guess the answer is not to dwell so much on the inevitability of financial Armageddon, but take the opportunity to figure out how to take advantage of the situation. Richard Russell gave some advice on that subject a few days ago when he said the best way that you can take advantage of the coming financial apocalypse is to get out of debt and to buy things that are real. And when anybody says buy things that are real, it only means one thing, and that's gold and silver. Everything else is meaningless. That's why it's also interesting to note that Stephen Leeb told Eric King at King World News yesterday that it's absolutely shocking how much gold China is buying. And so you have to ask yourself, why? What does China see that the majority of people can't see? And I guess that's where the frustration lies.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Wednesday, so there is a majority of people in America that believe that somehow the threat of financial Armageddon is not of importance, can be boiled down to the simple fact that understanding financial things is a lot harder than understanding the difference between good and evil, which in large part is the reason why, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, that 51% of likely U.S. voters say America should help Israel if it attacks Iran. In the new survey by Rasmussen, which has a Republican bias, it says 61% of the respondents think it is at least somewhat likely that Israel will attack Iran in the next year, while just 23% see such an attack as unlikely. Of those who think the attack is likely, 22% said it is very likely. Rasmussen noted that the tensions between Israel and Iran are rising again following last week's terror attack against Israeli citizens in Bulgaria. Respondents to the survey answered several questions in the telephone survey that Rasmussen did, and they were also asked, how likely is that Israel will attack Iran in the next year? And if Israel attacks Iran, should the United States help Israel or do nothing? They also did a survey tracking the presidential election. They found that Obama and Romney remain in a virtual dead heat for the popular vote. But they point out that the president has a clear lead in the Electoral College vote. Trying to explain finances to the average Joe out there is even more difficult than trying to explain what the Electoral College is. And so Rasmussen says that currently President Obama has 180 Electoral College votes, pretty much all but sewn up, compared to Romney's 167. The bottom line is Obama has 247 Electoral College votes in his favor, only 23 short of a majority, while Romney has 191 with 100 votes that can be described as uncertain. And just in the event you did not know, the American system of presidential voting gives the winner of the election in every state, regardless of the margin of victory, all of the state's electoral college votes, which are determined according to the population of the state. There have been very rare instances that a president has been elected with a minority popular vote, but a majority electoral college votes. And once again, we have to go no further back than the Gore versus Bush election year. And also helps explain reason for Mitt Romney's visit to Israel coming up next week. But before he gets to Israel, he's going to be heading to the opening ceremonies at the Olympics in London. And so I guess Romney sees his support for the state of Israel is going to give him the edge in beating Obama. Charles Colson has written an editorial that's posted up on his website at whtt.org. You can also find it linked on my website, talking about Israel's call to bomb Iran, and also deals with the recent bombing in Bulgaria. He concludes his article by saying that the most irrational call for war from America will not come from the neocons like Josh Bolton, who nudges things along at a high level on Fox News, but the call for war is in large part coming from millions of Christian Zionists who need another war to make their prophetic religious rite of death take place in Israel. They will cheer on the irrational call for bombing until their death wish is exposed. But he does end on a positive note. He does say, Americans for peace, religious or otherwise, are growing in number, and they must speak out not only to save Iran, but also to save the U.S. economy. As you know, Charles has long stated his thesis that the U.S. is a war-based economy, which is cracking economically for a need of a super war. The U.S., much like the British Empire, was a century ago when its citizens got tired of fighting needless serial wars and forced a temporary peace upon their government, and the war debts of past adventures destroyed its world reserve currency, the venerable pound sterling. And this is how Americans succeeded the British as the world financial power. Our money was real. War making is how we are losing that position. He points out that the giant Lockheed Corporation recently flashed a public threat of massive layoffs if it does not get more war business before the fall election. In a nutshell, Lockheed said, give us more and better war or we'll give you unemployment. A A little insightful thinking from Charles Carlson. Article entitled "The Arab Swede Terrorist from Guantanamo and Israel's Call to Bomb Iran." But as I said, it's all of these events that have given rise to my sense of foreboding of late. And I constantly second-guess myself. Is my sense of foreboding just a manifestation of the various news reports I read on a regular basis? Is it justified? And I think any rational person would have to say sense of foreboding is justified, because all the signs are there. As I said, we know what's coming, we just don't know how soon or how fast it's coming. Gerald Celente pointed out yesterday as well that a product of the breakdown in confidence in the financial markets is also a manifestation of the breakdown of social cohesion within the United States. And I guess two events in the past 24 hours confirms, obviously, the breakdown. Without getting into the Denver situation, but we have seen riots now for two consecutive nights in Anaheim, California, based on a police shooting, and I guess similar events are taking place in Dallas, Texas. You are seeing more and more of these outbreaks in various parts of the country. I find it interesting how little media attention has been paying to the events in Anaheim, California, and in Dallas, Texas, by the mainstream media. I haven't seen any reports on CNN or Fox News, and if they were, obviously I must have missed them. The only stories that Fox News seems to be consumed with at this point in time is pointing out heroic details of people that were inside the cinema and taking a bullet for their girlfriends. rather than dealing with obviously more weighty affairs. It's much easier just to deal with what is easily understandable. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. Be right back then.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday, and it seems as though Wall Street is sticking with the story from the Wall Street Journal this morning, calling for another round of quantitative easing. Gold still higher by $25, silver higher by almost 50 cents, and the Dow higher by 50. Every morning when I update my website, I always look for a cartoon that represents my personal feelings, because I feel that a cartoon says more than a lengthy editorials, and this morning's cartoon is a guy holding up a sign saying the end is near, next to a guy reading the Wall Street Journal saying, "You're an optimist." let me remind you of the special that we have at Republic Trading Group, German 20 marks, fractional quarter ounce gold coin for $375. We have a limited amount available. You can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898, and I'll be happy to tell you more about them and put some aside for you. We also have small units of Silver Eagles available. They currently running $620 a roll. So stand by, my friends. Coming up, Spindelsky.
Coming up.
We'll do this again tomorrow. Till then. Bye.